special edition of Open Circuit. This is your host, Jeff, and today I've got a co-host with me.
Yeah, hello, I'm Strypik, or Mikhail Ivanov from Russia. And the instrument you just heard is called Chromelodeon. It's a reed organ tuned in just intonation. And it was created by composer Harry Patch. And tonight's show is devoted to the band of the same name. The band is called Chromelodeon.
That's correct. Strypik here has been my, partner in crime preparing this entire broadcast, from preparing the playlist, offering suggestions on what should be played, all that. Yeah, so this show probably wouldn't be happening right now if it wasn't for him, so huge thanks.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. So I guess we might just start then.
Yeah, just get right into it. Kicking this set off will be One from Heart of Sawdust. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
You just heard a live recording of Wiley's Castle from the you can find the studio version on the in the year 20XX. Thanks, huge thanks to Sean Faze for providing that recording.
Yeah, thanks to that guy.
Yeah, we have a huge list of people to thank for providing the rarities that we're going to be playing here tonight, so we'll go through those as we get to them, I guess. So next up, we've got another rarity. This is Wackadelly, but in this case, it's the Game Boy backing track version that was played in the background through the PA system while the band was playing live. Huge thanks again to Bucky for providing this track. He's given us at least 4 or 5 of the songs that's on our playlist tonight.
Wait,
you go ahead.
Yeah, actually, the real name of Bucky is Patrick Todd. Go find this guy and give him a huge hug from all of us.
He was actually...
He lives in Philadelphia. Patrick Todd from Philadelphia. Go find this guy.
All right, so yeah, I guess we'll just get into the song. This is the backing track version of Wackadelly. Welcome back. You just heard Cheap Dinosaurs, which is Dina Lee and Eddie. It's his chiptune band. And I guess I should mention that Bucky, Patrick Todd, plays drums with him live as well. So we got a little bit of a pretty big chromeloading connection there. All right. Yeah. Next up, I've got a version of VS for you guys. This is a track that was, I guess, planned to be on the final recordings album, but left off because they never had a chance to finish it. There were a few, I guess, disagreements around it, surrounding the song.
Yeah, I think the major disagreement was on the title of the song. I guess if anyone have the recording of the final show, you might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh. I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to announce it on air because I know what parents are listening. Yeah, so this version is a hybrid version of several different versions of the song. It's the Deathiversary version that totally be posted on the Shiz forums, combined with the live demo that Bucky put up shortly afterwards, combined with a live radio recording that Chris Berdoz, I believe he goes by the name Emergency Stopping on YouTube. You've seen his videos of the final show, I'm getting. Yeah, so all three of those versions combined into this one beast of a version. I'm just going to start it right now because I'm stumbling over myself again. Alrighty, enjoy. We'll be right back. You just heard Eloquence is Dead, the live version from the Rarities Collection that was put out in, I believe, 2005?
Yeah, that version features amazing hardcore vocals by Danny Baron, the band's bass player.
Alright, next up we've got a track from the final show recording. This is Paris Surrender, but before we get into that, we do have a request from the chat. Strifey, can you take it away?
Okay. I was requested to quote Castlevania Symphony of the Night. So, what is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. But enough talk. Have at you.
you just heard G.A.H. from the Final Recordings album. That was an alternate mix that features the backing track a little bit more prominently. You can probably hear the timpani sampled from, I believe it was Chrono Trigger, Bucky told me, and he also mentioned that it features a woodblock sample towards the end that he's particularly fond of. And before that track, we had Chrono Man's Castle, that was by the Parish Splendor, a band, again, sharing a member with Chromalone. That was Bucky, again, playing drums. Before that, we had Paris Sprinter, the live version from the final show. And you're not going to say anything, Strafik?
I don't know. I actually was going to keep quiet and to make people miss me for a bit. Since they so enjoy so much me speaking with this horrible Russian accent.
I'm pretty sure that'll be one of the highlights of the show for the people who are listening now.
Okay, so what's up next?
What's next? Next up we have another unfinished track that was posted by Solaby on the Shiz about a year ago. This is Sprite Slowdown with Road Rash. We'll be right back. was a track from this second Sprite Slowdown album, one that was, I believe, unfinished. It was rushed for a MAGFest release and eventually posted on archive.org for free download. That was Apodox. Before that, we had Road Rash, the unfinished version, as posted by Solo Beyond the Shiz. Next up, I've got a track featuring Chromalobity member Dino Leonetti, and I'll let Strifig do the introduction here.
Okay. This band is called Dubbed in English. I once found it on Soulseek, I think like 3 years ago, and it was in a folder tagged pre-Chromalobity, which immediately drew my interest. And it's, well, a pretty funny band with some real Faith No More influences. But, well, I guess I don't know what to say more about this, because I really don't know much except what's written on the MySpace page. And I post the link to it, to the page in the chat in a bit. So, well, I guess we let the music talk for itself, right?
Right. This is Dubbed in English with Robot Voices.